Let's take a look at this matchup then between Dort College and Dakota Wesleyan. The Dakota Wesleyan men are 4-1 this year with a loss to Bellevue, 86-81. Tigers have wins over Waldorf and Dakota State, along with Presentation and Oglala Lakota. Jason Spicer and Trey Vandenberg score 20.4 and 20.2 points per game, respectively. Ty Hoagland and Tate Martin score 15 and 10.8 points per game. Spicer and Vandenberg take down 6.8 and 6.4 rebounds. Martin is handing out 8 assists per contest. Vandenberg accounts for 43.1% three-point shooting. Martin has converted 43.5% of his three-point shots. Wesleyan is out-rebounding teams 35.4 to 30.8 and are making 56.1% of its field goals and 43.8% of its three-point shots. The defender men are 5-2 this year. They have losses to Waldorf and Viterbo. Dort is outscoring teams 91.4 to 69.7, and they out-rebound teams 46.1 to 32.3. The defenders are shooting 47.7% from the field and 40.8% from three-point range. Opponents are shooting 41.2% and 37.3% from the three-point line. Dalton Franken leads the team with an 18.4 points per game average. He is leading the team with 7.1 rebounds per game and converts 48.4% of his field goals. Alec Henriksen scores 12.7 points per game and has made 48.8% of his three-point shots while going 20 of 41. Taylor Feenster and Marcus Winterfeld score 9.9 and 8.7 points per game. Alex Terpstra is coming off of the bench for an 8.3 average. Winterfeld is second on the team in rebounds with 5.3, and Andrew O'Donnell leads the team in assists with 3.1 per contest. Most recent outing for Dakota Wesleyan, they beat Oglala on Saturday 128-84. Vandenberg, Davis, and Hoagland all had 13. I beg your pardon, Davis and Hoagland had 13. Vandenberg had 23. Martin handed out 7 assists. Dort College was triumphant over Oak Hills Christian 91-39. Leighton Sampson led the defenders with 16 points on 8 of 11 field goal shooting. Chad Barkema added 11 with 3 steals and 4 rebounds. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We'll be back with a check of the starting lineups right after this. Take a look at your starting lineups for tonight's men's basketball game. We're going to get started just a shade before 8 o'clock this evening, as the women's game got over in relatively quick fashion. Let's begin with Dakota Wesleyan. They will start Trey Vandenberg, a 6'3 junior from Madison, South Dakota, averaging 20.2 points per game. Number 4 is Nate Davis. Davis is a 6-foot freshman from Watertown, South Dakota, averaging 6.2 points per game. Number 11 is Tate Martin. Martin is a 5'11 senior from Mitchell, South Dakota. He is averaging 10.8 points per game. Number 24 is Ty Hoagland. Hoagland is a 6'3 freshman from Del Rapids, South Dakota. He is averaging 15 points per game in his debut season for the Tigers. And number 40 is Jason Spicer. Spicer is a 6'6 junior from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and he is averaging 20.4 points per game. For the Dort College defenders, they will start Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell wears number 1. He is a 6'3 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 6.9 points per game. Alec Henriksen wears number 3. He's averaging 12.7 points per game. He is a sophomore from Spirit Lake. Number 4 is Marcus Winterfeld, a 6'5 freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 8.7 points per game. Dalton Franken is a 6'5 junior from Atlantic, Iowa. He wears number 33. He is the leading scorer for the defenders at 18.4 points per game. And rounding out the starting unit for the Dort College defenders will be number 43, Leighton Sampson. Sampson is a 6'5 junior from Worthington, Minnesota, and he is averaging 7 points per game. Again, for Dort College, it'll be O'Donnell, Henriksen, Winterfeld, Franken, and Sampson. For the Tigers, it'll be Vandenberg, Davis, Martin, Hoagland, and Spicer. Let's take another break and be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The home team has dominated this series. The Dort men were 78-70 winners last year in Sioux Center on December 2. Dakota Wesleyan came back to win the game at the Corn Palace, 82-67. First meeting, Nathan Rindle scored 18, Taylor Feenstra had 11, Trey Berg scored 25 for the Tigers. In the rematch, the defenders got 19 from Sampson, Franken scored 14, Jade Miller scored 22 for the Tigers, and Tate Martin had 16 with Trey Vanderberg coming off the bench for 19. Let's pause for our national anthem. We told you about the most recent outings for these two teams. We told you about the series, which Dort College leads 36-32. We've told you about the leaders for Dakota Wesleyan, the leaders for Dort College. This season, Dalton Franken tops the team with an 18.4 points per game average. He is leading the team with 7.1 rebounds per game and converts 48.4% of his field goals. Alec Henriksen scores 12.7 points per game and has made 48.8% of his three-point shots, going 20 of 41. Taylor Feenster and Marcus Winterfeld score 9.9 and 8.7 points per game. Alex Terpstra comes off of the bench for an 8.3 average. Winterfeld is second on the team in rebounds with 5.3. Andrew O'Donnell leads the team in assists with a 3.1 per game average. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Opening tip, moments away. Back with that right after this. Some nights it's a relief to put the headphones on. Tonight is one of those nights. Let's hope the Dort College defender men are ready to go against a very salty Dakota Wesleyan team. Pass goes right side over to Henriksen. Dort College controlled the opening tip. Right side pass, Henriksen. Henriksen over the basketball back to Winterfeld. Winterfeld back to Henriksen. Henriksen driving in. Off-balance shot from 10. Missed it short. No good. Ball's down on the floor. It's loose. And it's still loose, and I believe we're going to have a tie-up. Jump ball, alternating possession. It will be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Dakota Wesleyan with the basketball as we get back into action. Dort College controlled the opening tip. Alec Henriksen had a little 10-footer in the lane that he left short, and after the pile-up underneath the basket, Dakota Wesleyan has it. Pass goes right side over to Ty Hoagland. Hoagland. They drop it off underneath, and it's taken away by Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen over to Franken. Franken in the lane. And Dalton Franken gets called for a charge. Dalton Franken whistled for the personal foul on the charge. And Dakota Wesleyan will walk it up the other way. This is Tate Martin with it. Martin with it on the right side. Martin has it in between the circles. He passes left side over to Trey Vanderberg. Vanderberg gives it up Nate Davis. Nate Davis layup good. Nate Davis with a two-point bucket, and Dakota Wesleyan leads 2-0. 2-0 our score. Winterfeld with it out front. Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen They dump it down low for Sampson. Sampson, hook shot in the lane, off balance, no good. Rebound cleared by Dakota Wesleyan and Nate Davis. Long pass into the front court. Shot is up, no good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Franken with the basketball. Franken drops it off for O'Donnell, and O'Donnell is fouled on the play by Trey Vanderberg. It's foul number one on him, and Andrew O'Donnell will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Also made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Andrew O'Donnell makes the first free throw. He's a 77% free throw shooter. Second one on the way is up and through, and the defenders tied up 2-2. 18-25 and counting. First half. Martin loses the dribble, picks it back up. Pass goes right side to Vanderberg. Trey Vanderberg off of the glass, no good, but there for the putback is Vanderberg. Trey Vanderberg makes it 4-2. Dakota Wesleyan in front by two. Andrew O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell passes it left side. They give it to Franken. Franken into the corner, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, pulls up from 12. Comes back to Sampson. Sampson, hook shot in the lane. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound taken down by Franken, and Franken is fouled on the play. And I believe that one's going to go on Ty Hoagland. Ty Hoagland, a freshman, whistled for the personal foul, his first. Foul number two on Dakota Wesleyan in this ballgame. O'Donnell passes it into Winterfeld. Winterfeld to Henriksen. Not a clean handoff. Henriksen retains possession of it. And a travel violation called on Alec Henriksen. Henriksen whistled for traveling. 17:47 remaining. First half of play. Bringing the basketball up will be Tate Martin. Martin passes right side over to Hoagland. Pass comes back left side over to Martin. Martin in traffic, drops it off, shot no good, but a late foul call against Leighton Sampson. Leighton Sampson gets called for the personal foul. Jason Spicer will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two free throws as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Haveman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive, and by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. Where values matter, member FDIC. Second free throw by Spicer is good. He makes them both. He's a 76% free throw shooter. And Wesleyan has opened up a 6-2 advantage. With the basketball, O'Donnell. He passes left side over to Franken. Franken down to the baseline. His short jumper, no good. Rebound tipped, and it's one and done for the defenders. Here comes Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball. With it on the right side is Hoagland. Hoagland going around Winterfeld. Kicks it over to Martin. Martin, top of the key, three. Short, no good. Rebound fought for, and it's down on the floor. And we have a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. Well, some fresh faces for Dakota Wesleyan. Became very accustomed to Trey Berg and some of those players. A fresh crop in for Dakota Wesleyan. Starting two freshmen are the Tigers. Pass goes left side. They feed it underneath to Sampson. Sampson against Spicer. Sampson jump hook in the lane. Left it short. No good. And the rebound is cleared by Wesleyan. Off and running, Nate Davis. Davis, one of those two freshmen. He's from Watertown, South Dakota. Gets the return pass. Three from the right corner. No good. And the rebound taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell gives it up. Franken. Franken jumper baseline good. 6-4, Dort College by two. Left side it goes Spicer. Spicer travels with the basketball as he never put the ball on the floor. And the Dort College defenders will send Leighton Sampson to the bench. Checking into the contest will be Taylor Feenstra. New player in for Wesleyan. Aaron Amadou. Andrew O'Donnell across half court. O'Donnell feeds it left side. Franken, 15-footer. Turnaround on the left elbow is good, and we're tied 6-all. Dalton Franken with four. Right side pass is Hoagland. Hoagland driving in with a left hand. Missed it, no good. Rebound taken on by Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball. Winterfeld across half court. Winterfeld drops it off for O'Donnell. O'Donnell hesitates, puts up the 15-footer from the left elbow. Good. Andrew O'Donnell with 4 points. Stuart College on an 8-0 run. Beg your pardon, a 6-0 run. And the defenders will now set up defensively. Tate Martin wants a set play. He reverses right side to Hoagland. Hoagland well on the floor. Gives it up Amadou. Amadou drives in. His shot no good, but there for the cleanup is Jason Spicer. Spicer with a two-point putback. 15-20 remaining first half. 8-8 our score. Winterfeld picks up his dribble. Feeds it to Feenstra. Faces up against Spicer. Feenstra puts it on the floor. Off-balance shot is good. Taylor Feenstra with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 10-8. 10-8 our score, Tate Martin. Martin passes to Amadou. Amadou with the basketball picks up his dribble, looking down low for Spicer. Instead comes out front Hoagland. Hoagland gives it up to Martin. Martin with the basketball on the wing. High post, Spicer. Spicer back to Martin. Martin kick-out pass, Amadou. Amadou travels with it. Josh Van Langen. Alex Terpstra check in. Franken checks out along with Winterfeld. .14:46 remaining. First half. Dort College leading 10-8 with a basketball. O'Donnell on the right wing. O'Donnell out front, Henriksen. Henriksen wants a ball screen. Gets one from Feenstra. Pass left side, Terpstra. Back over to Van Langen. Van Langen gives it up right side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell back to Van Langen. Van Langen 17 feet from the hoop on the left elbow. Comes back to Feenstra, working on Spicer. Feenstra in the lane, his off-balance shot no good. And the rebound is taken away by Ty Hoagland. Hoagland with the basketball. Hoagland crosses over Terpstra, gets around him, shot is up and good. Ty Hoagland with a two-point bucket. He's got 15 and we're tied 10-10. 14:05 remaining. Right side with it is O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it up Henriksen. Henriksen with it on the left wing. Henriksen dribbling, picks up his dribble, feeds it outside O'Donnell. Open look at a three, buries it. Andrew O'Donnell with seven first half points, and the defenders lead 13-10. 13-10, Dort College leading. Dakota Wesleyan basketball. They feed it down low, Spicer. Spicer reverse layup with the right hand is good. Spicer able to wheel through the lane, use the basket, and gets the shot to go. Spicer now with six, and the defender lead is 1-13-12. With the basketball, Henriksen, they bring the double team, and Henriksen is fouled on the play by Amadou. Aaron Amadou whistled for the personal, his first. And Dort College leads by a point, 13-12. 13-12 the score. Chad Barkema inbounds the basketball, gives it up to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with it on the right side. O'Donnell to Henriksen, left side O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Barkema. Barkema, O'Donnell gives it down low for Van Langen. Van Langen against Spicer, and Spicer gets called for the foul. Jason Spicer has just been called for his first, team foul number four. 13-12 the score. Andrew O'Donnell inbound the basketball, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in is O'Donnell. He gets it into Barkema. Barkema down to the baseline, working against Colin Kramer. Van Langen down to the baseline, his 12-footer, left side is good. Josh Van Langen with a two-point bucket. Dort College back in front by three, 15-12. 12:50 and counting. Right side with it is Colin Kramer. Early going of this Great Plains Athletic Conference contest. Spicer gets the basket, gets the ball on the pick and roll, goes to the hoop, gets fouled on the play by Alex Terpstra. Terpstra's first, and Spicer will go to the free throw line to shoot one. Jason Spicer, 6'6 junior from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. He'll try to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. He has 8 points at this point. Free throw by Spicer is up and through, so Spicer ties it at 15. 15-15 our score. We've been tied at 6, 8, 10, and 15 now. Four ties already. Barkema left side. Barkema to Terpstra. Terpstra puts it on the deck. Drops it off for Van Langen. Double teamed. Van Langen with the left hand. Got to the hoop, but too strong on the finish. Missed it off of the glass. Rebound is tapped out of bounds. It'll lead Dort College basketball. Alec Henriksen checks out of the basketball game. Checking in will be Ty Hoagland. Checking out will be Spicer. This will be a shorter lineup now for Dakota Wesleyan. Colin Kramer, 6'7", freshman from Volga, South Dakota. Pass comes into Terpstra. Terpstra, deep right side. Comes back over to Franken. Franken with the basketball. Franken drops it up for Van Langen. Van Langen going to work against Kramer. Couple of freshmen. Kick out. Comes back to Van Langen. Van Langen, jump hook, shot no good. Dort College is getting shots in the lane. Barkema had the rebound, but they say that he lost it out of bounds. It will be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. So Wesleyan basketball, 15-15 our score. Into the front court with it is Martin. Martin, blow by move, layup right hand, good. They let Martin take it up unchecked, and he went to the hoop hard and got the layup. O'Donnell passes left side over to Barkema. Barkema down to the baseline against Hoagland. Double teamed. Trying to feed it to Van Langen. And a foul called on the help defense against Dakota Wesleyan. That foul's going to go on Tate Martin. Well, Wesleyan has spread their fouls around. Dalton Franken will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Pass comes into O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it up to Winterfeld. Winterfeld looking for Franken. He got held on the play. That one's going to go on Nate Davis, and that's number one on Davis. A lot of freshmen seeing time for this Dakota Wesleyan team. Nate Davis, a 6-foot freshman from Watertown. Ty Hoagland, a 6'3 freshman from Del Rapids. Another one we'll tell you about in just a moment. Number 12, Colin Kramer. He's from Volga. And a travel violation called against Dalton Franken on the inbounds pass. As they say that he shuffled his feet. Actually, on the pivot, I think they say he picked up his pivot foot. Tate Martin into the lane, and we've got a hand check called on Dort College. Foul goes on number one, Andrew O'Donnell, and for Andrew, that is number one. Inbounding the basketball will be Hoagland. Dort College plays three freshmen regularly in their rotation as well. Martin, give and go, or the pick and roll again to Spicer, and Spicer making a living on that play right now, 19-15. I've got Spicer with 11 at this point. Pass goes down low to Sampson. Sampson reverse layup. Good. Leighton Sampson with a two-point bucket. Let's see if Dort College can maybe get a second foul on Spicer. See if they keep pounding it to Sampson. Tate Martin driving in. Throws it over to Hoagland. Hoagland left-handed three is good. Ty Hoagland with five. And the defenders trail by five, 22-17. Andrew O'Donnell feeds it down low. Sampson, they bring the double team. Sampson in the lane. His short shot is good. Leighton Sampson with 4 points. Dort College trails by three, 22-19. Quickly back the other way with it is Martin. Martin gives it up to Spicer. Spicer, hook shot in the lane, is good. Jason Spicer, another two as he finishes in the lane. 24-19, Wesleyan by five. Pass goes left side. This is Franken. Franken off balance shot, no good. Might have gotten bumped off balance. Rebound taken away by Hoagland. Long pass into the front court taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the steal. Here comes Dort College. Barkema. Barkema with it on the right side. Back over to Franken. Franken lets fly with a three. Left it short, no good. Rebound is tipped out long. Controlled by Wesleyan. Coming up with it is Martin. Martin off balance shot is no good. But they say he was fouled on the play by Chad Barkema. Barkema whistled for the foul, his first. 24-19. Tate Martin. Shooting a free throw. Martin's first free throw is off the front of the iron, no good. 78% free throw shooter is Tate Martin. He's got 2 points so far today. Wesleyan leads by 5, 24-19. Nice size crowd on hand for this Wednesday night contest. GPAC opener for both teams. Wesleyan up by 5. Second free throw is up, and leaving it short is Martin again. Martin, one of the few seniors in this rotation for Wesleyan. Pass right side, Terpstra, feed it down low, Sampson, feeds it to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, and they call Sampson for a travel violation, I believe. Did not see that one. I've got the benefit of the web stream, and I don't see it again watching the replay. Wesleyan basketball. On the left side is Martin. Tate Martin out front to Nate Davis. Nate Davis with it left side. Gives it to Tate Martin. And Tate Martin travels with it. Well, if you're going to call it that tight on one end, you're going to have to call it that tight on the other. Our score. Alec Henriksen across the half-court stripe. Pass right side over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld guarded there by Kramer. They look down low. They find Sampson. Sampson gives it up. Terp. Terp three. Buried it. Alex Terpstra with a three-point bucket. North College down two. 24-22. Terpstra with a deep three from the left wing. Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Kramer out front. Martin. Martin with it. Martin to Spicer. Spicer back to Martin. Martin gives it up. Spicer at the free throw line. Spicer puts it up in traffic. Good. Jason Spicer averaging 20.4 points per game. I've got him with 15 already. Official scorekeeper has him with 13. Terpstra another three. That one's too strong. No good. Rebound Franken. Franken in traffic. Count the hoop and he is fouled. Dalton will go to the free throw line to try to convert the old-fashioned three-point play. 26-24, North College is down two, pending the free throw. Van Langen is in. Winterfeld is out. 26-24, our score. So Dalton Franken shooting a free throw. Franken the season an 80% free throw shooter. This one's up and down. 26-25, 7 points for Franken. Dort College is in the bonus from here on out. The defenders have one foul to give before Wesleyan gets to the free throw line for the bonus. Missed shot by Hoagland, rebound Dort College. Henriksen up the floor. He goes right side over to Terpstra. Terpstra, Franken, Franken left side. Henriksen, Henriksen three, rainbow, knocks it down. Alec Henriksen with his first three-pointer of the day. North College retakes the lead 28-26. Shot on the other end. Three missed, no good by Nate Davis. Here comes North College. Henriksen with it on the left side. Henriksen to the hoop with a right hand cook. Alec Henriksen with 5 points, and the defenders lead by four, 30-26. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. 30-26, North College leading by four. North College in the midst of an 8-0 run. They're down 24-22 when this run began. I beg your pardon, they were down 26-22 when this run began. Right side of the basketball is Davis. Davis testing the water, travels, and Jared Ray makes that call as Davis put it on the floor, drove into the lane, lifts up his pivot foot, takes an extra step. It'll be North College basketball. Bringing it up is Henriksen. Henriksen across half court. Henriksen on the right side. Goes to Van Langen. Van Langen feeds it to Terpstra. Terpstra, Franken. Franken with it at the top of the key. Franken underneath Sampson. Spicer comes up with it. No, Sampson. Sampson muscles it up and down. Leighton Sampson with six. Dort College leads 32-26. Dort College with a six-point lead. Hoagland looking down low for Spicer. Rifles it outside Davis. Davis three, and he hits that one. Nate Davis with the three-point bucket. He's got five, and the defender lead is 32-29. That ends the 10-0 run by the defenders. 6:40 and counting, first half. Pass out front, Van Langen. Van Langen to Terpstra. Terpstra puts it on the deck. Comes back over to Henriksen. Henriksen, Sampson. Sampson, Van Langen. Van Langen shot no good. A lot of contact. Rebound taken away by Dakota Wesley. And here's Davis. Davis up the floor. Davis passes back. Left side to Martin. Tate Martin at the top of the key. Martin comes back. Right side. Three. No good by Trey Vandenberg, but he'll go to the free throw line. And he will shoot three. So Trey Vandenberg, a 69% free throw shooter, will shoot three. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. By the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Also made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Trey Vandenberg will shoot another free throw. And Trey Vandenberg's free throw is on the way and good. So Vandenberg makes two out of three. And the defender lead is one, 32-31, 6:05 remaining. First half of play, Dort College with the basketball left wing. Terpstra feeds it underneath Feenstra. Feenstra working against Kramer. Feenstra hook shot in the lane, and Dort College has gotten four or five shots right in the middle of the lane, and they're unable to knock it down. Pass goes left side with the basketball is Davis. Davis. It's going to be called for traveling as he took it in against Terpstra. Terpstra trying to take the charge, but Davis shuffled his feet. Dalton Franken will check into the ballgame. Checking out is Alex Terpstra. On the floor for the defenders, Winterfeld, O'Donnell, Feenstra, Henriksen, and Franken. For Wesleyan, it's Davis, Vandenberg, Martin, Kramer, and Hoagland. Driving right side is Henriksen. Henriksen with the left hand, unable to knock it down on the finger roll. And here comes Wesleyan back the other way. Right side pass into the corner. Davis. Davis three. Good. His second three in this run. He's got 8 points. And Wesleyan retakes the lead 34-32. O'Donnell quickly up the floor. Might have traveled. His shot no good. And the rebound taken away by Vandenberg. And Dort College right now a little hasty on the offensive end. Hoagland, three-pointer, corner, no good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, Franken. Franken driving in, and he lost it. It's out of bounds. Last touch by Kramer for Dakota Wesleyan. It is Dort College basketball. So Dort College inbounding the basketball. Checking out of the contest is Alec Henriksen. Andrew O'Donnell will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Pass comes into Feenstra. Feenstra out front, Barkema. Barkema feeds it, Franken. Franken, 12-footer, left it short, no good. Left elbow, rebound taken away by Hoagland. Hoagland off and running to Martin. Martin lost it off of his foot. It'll be... Well, they're going to say it's Dakota Wesleyan basketball. And certainly looked like that went off of Martin's leg. None of the other officials, though, in a position to give any help. And now Martin will inbound the basketball. Shot from the corner by Davis. Davis's third three. He's got 11 points here in the first half. And now Wesleyan is on a run. They have scored nine in a row. Back the other way, Winterfeld. Winterfeld fouled before the shot. Marcus will go to the free throw line. Marcus thus far held scoreless. He'll be shooting a 1-1. Winterfeld, an 80% free throw shooter this season. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics by Boren Sons of Boyden. Handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at Warrensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Free throw by Winterfeld is off the heel, no good. Up high for the rebound, though, is Franken. Franken picks it up in traffic. His shot is good. Dalton Franken with a two-point bucket. He's got 9 first-half points, and the defenders end the 9-point run by Dakota Wesleyan. On the left side of the basketball is Martin. Martin loops it back over to Spicer. Spicer to Kramer. Kramer to Davis. Davis 3 threes already here in the first half. Passes that one up. Instead goes over to Hoagland. Left side, Martin. Tate with the basketball. Tate Martin gives it up. Davis. Davis 3. Missed it. No good. And a foul on the rebound is going to be called on Taylor Feenstra. Taylor Feenstra whistled for the foul on the rebound. It's going to be number one on him. And that was the foul. Well, that puts Dakota Wesleyan in the bonus. Jason Spicer will shoot the 1-1. 4:07 remaining. First half of action. Wesleyan 37, North College 34. So the free throw on the way for Spicer. This one's up and good. He's got another one on the way. So another free throw on the way. This one's up, and that one's no good by Spicer. 38-34. Spicer makes one of two. He's got 18 first-half points by my count. North College misses on the jumper. Rebound cleared. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan. Tate Martin into the front court quickly. Goes back over to Hoagland. Hoagland 3. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by the defenders and O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell at the free throw line. Franken. Franken. Winterfeld. Winterfeld right wing. Marcus Winterfeld throws it intended for Sampson. It's tipped and taken away. Coming up with it is Kramer. Kramer is fouled on the play. And Marcus Winterfeld whistled for the personal foul. And for Marcus, that is number one today. Colin Kramer will go to the free throw line to shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. So two free throws on the way for Kramer. Kramer is an 83% free throw shooter this season. Women's scores are all in. We'll take a look at those at halftime of this contest, along with all the numbers. Still a little ways away from that. Another free throw on the way for Kramer. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. So Dakota Wesleyan weathering the initial storm by the North College defenders. Pass goes over to Franken. Franken reverses it left side. Terpstra. Terpstra 3. Missed it. No good. Rebound Franken. Franken in traffic. Back to Sampson. Now Terpstra. Top of the key, O'Donnell. O'Donnell drives in, and the ball is kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Wesley, and it'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College in front. I should say behind. Wesleyan in front. Dort College down 5. 3:09 remaining in the first half. Dalton Franken will throw it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Pass comes into Sampson. Layton with the basketball. Jump hook in the lane is good. Layton Sampson with 8 points. And the defenders trail 39-36. Timeout on the floor. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. 39-36. Dort College trailing Dakota Wesleyan. 3 minutes remaining. Pass underneath to Hoagland. Shot blocked by Terpstra. Kramer shot in the lane. Wild shot. Missed it. No good. Rebound controlled by Davis. Davis thought about a three. Nobody's hit the rim yet. Pass goes to Martin. Martin Spicer. Spicer laying good. Jason Spicer having a day here in the first half. 41-36. I believe he's got 20. Right side pass goes over to Henriksen. Henriksen Sampson. Sampson in short shot. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Davis. Davis gets it away to Spicer. Spicer gives it up. Martin. Tate Martin with the basketball. 2:15 and counting. First half. Wesleyan with a five-point lead, 41-36. They'll run a set play. Pass goes right elbow to Spicer. Spicer comes back to Kramer. Kramer right side Hoagland. Hoagland the left-hander dumps it down low for Spicer. Spicer jump hook in the lane is good. Good grief. We got to figure out a way to stop him. Killing us. 43-36, seven-point ball game. Shot by Frank and no good. And a foul on the rebound called on Dakota Wesleyan. Foul's going to go on Spicer. It's number two on him. And Leighton Sampson will go to the free throw line. And he will shoot two free throws. Leighton, a 47% free throw shooter. He's got 8 points, but Jason Spicer has just been killing Dort College. I've got him for 22. The official scorekeeper has him for 20 right now. We'll try to get that scored away at halftime. Leighton Sampson, free throw on the way is up. That one's off the mark, no good. That was a 1-1, beg your pardon. Did not come on the shot attempt. I thought it came on the follow. So Dort College fails to convert on the 1-1. That's the second front end of a 1-1 that Dort College has failed to convert. Right side pass comes back over to Davis. Davis on the wing. Davis passes it back over. Comes back to Hoagland. Hoagland shot no good from the left wing. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Alec Henriksen with it. Henriksen against Davis. And Henriksen's two-point bucket is good. He's got seven. He drove right side and kissed that one off of the glass from about 8 feet. Right side with it is Martin. Martin with the basketball. Martin comes back over and gets the return pass. Now Davis. Davis cuts off a screen, but they don't give it to him. He's in the right corner. Martin out front, 10 to shoot. Now 9. Step back three by Tate Martin. Off the mark, no good. Rebound controlled by Franken. Franken gives it up to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell to Terpstra. Terpstra three, missed it, too strong. And the rebound taken away by Hoagland. 38 seconds left to go in the first half. Hoagland passes it off to Martin. Tate Martin across the timeline. Martin has it near the center jump circle. So Martin setting the offense. Martin with it now, 8 to shoot. Still well beyond the 3-point line. Runs off a couple ball screens. 15-footer is on the rim and good. Tate Martin with a 2-point bucket. He's got 4 in the defender's trail, 45-38. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell, 17-footer, left side, good. Andrew O'Donnell answers with a 2-point bucket, and the Dort College defenders go to the locker room down, 45-40. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a recap of the first half of play right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Halftime numbers, Dort College, 17 of 38 from the floor, 44.7%, 3 for 8 on threes, 3 for 5 on free throws. For Dakota Wesleyan, 17 of 32 from the floor, 53%, 4 for 12 on threes, 33.3%, 7 of 12 on free throws, 58.3%. Dort College is getting out rebounded in the first half, 24-18. Turnovers, Dort College with 5, Dakota Wesleyan with 7. Jason Spicer leads all players with 20 points. He's 8 for 8 from the floor, 4 for 5 from the free throw line. 11 points for Nate Davis, 4 of 7 from the floor, 3 for 6 on three-pointers. 5 for Ty Hoagland, 4 for Trey Vandenberg, 4 for Tate Martin, 1 for Colin Kramer for their total of 45 points. For Dort College, Andrew O'Donnell has 9, Dalton Franken has 9, Leighton Sampson has 8, 7 for Alec Henriksen. 3 by Alex Terpstra, 2 for Josh Van Langen, 2 for Taylor Feenstra. Dalton Franken has a game-high 8 rebounds, 3 for Andrew O'Donnell, no one else with more than 2 for the defenders. For Dakota Wesleyan, 6 for Nate Davis, 6 for Ty Hoagland, 4 for Trey Vandenberg. Tate Martin credited with 6 assists, many of those to Jason Spicer. Andrew O'Donnell has 2 assists for Dort College. Andrew O'Donnell and Alec Henriksen each have 1 steal. Dakota Wesleyan has 1 steal as a team as well. Back with a look at what's happening in Great Plains Athletic Conference play. The women's scores are in. We'll be back with a look at those right after this. Scores from women's GPAC basketball tonight. Hastings defeats the College of St. Mary 83-67. Briarcliff, this one surprises me a little bit, 69-63 over Northwestern. It was played in Sioux City, though. Concordia over Midland, 89-50. And Morningside down Mount Marty, 74-51. Dakota Wesleyan, an 80-48 winner over the Dort College defenders. Well, that eruption you just heard, the Village Northwest Panthers showing us their skills again. This is a team based out of Sheldon and Village Northwest Unlimited. They have qualified for the state tournament, Special Olympics, several times over the past several years. And one of the players just knocked one down from Alec Henriksen range. And that was the eruption you just heard. It's got to be 4 or 5 years that we've been doing this, hosting the Panthers, and always a highlight. Women's basketball coming up on Saturday. There are several doubleheaders in the conference. Dort College, a rare Saturday off, though. The GPAC basketball games this weekend include Doan at Northwestern, Midland at Dakota Wesleyan, Mount Marty at Concordia, and Morningside visits Hastings. The College of St. Mary visits Briarcliff. We will try to track down some in-progress men's basketball games. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Some old habits die hard. If I tell you our old address, my apologies. Visit KDCR885.com. Fill out a questionnaire as well. We'd like to know what you think of our programming shifts that we've made over the past several weeks. Scores at halftime. Northwestern leads Briarcliff on the road 36-31. Concordia tops Midland at halftime 45-32. Morningside tops Mount Marty 59-44. And the game you're tuned into right now, Dakota Wesleyan leads Dort 45-40. What do all those games have in common, you ask? The road team is ahead in all of them. Our score. We are at halftime, both teams concluding their warm-ups, getting loose for the second half. If you were watching via our webcast, you saw the Dort College dance team performing as well. So an action-packed halftime. Coming up, our next broadcast will be next Tuesday when the defenders host Briarcliff. We wrap things up before the Thanksgiving holiday, and then it's on the road to Grand Rapids, Michigan for the Friday and Saturday after the holiday break. And to be quite honest with you, after the last 4 to 6 weeks that we have had in terms of our broadcast, if you would ask me who Dort College is playing on that weekend, I would have to check my schedule and the timing of that. And while I'm thinking of it, we may as well tell you. 1 week from this Friday, Dort College will be playing Northwestern, Ohio. And then on Saturday afternoon, November the 26th, Dort College taking on perennial power Davenport. All those at the Davenport Classic hosted in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Then it's back to the conference trails. York College on the road at Northwestern. So a tough little stretch coming up for the defenders. Both women's and men's basketball. Spicer, left-handed shot in the lane, and he misses for the first time this evening. And did everything but the finish. York College basketball, O'Donnell passes over to Henriksen. Henriksen right side O'Donnell. They double down on Sampson. Sampson, left-handed shot, no good. Fight for the basketball. Down on the floor after it is Winterfeld, and a timeout on the floor. Charge to Dakota Wesleyan to preserve the possession. A 30-second timeout charge to Dakota Wesleyan. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Offices in a variety of communities across Northwest Iowa. Well, Dakota Wesleyan, they didn't use the 30-second timeout. That was the epitome of using a timeout to save the possession. They didn't even talk things over. Coach Matt Wilbur, I don't even think he said anything to the five on the floor. He just waved them back onto the floor. Door College did take a moment to get some other adjustments made. Spicer gives to Hoagland. Hoagland back over to Spicer. Spicer, left side Martin. Martin gives it up to Davis. I beg your pardon, Vandenberg. And Trey Vandenberg, relatively quiet in the first half with 4 points, knocks down a three, and the Dort College defenders surrender the first basket of the second half. Dalton Franken in traffic, stops with the right hand. His layup is good. Dalton Franken with 11. Dort College trails by 6, 48-42. Driving the lane with the right hand is Martin. Martin shot no good. Rebound cleared by Dort College. Ahead it goes to Frank, and he does not have the numbers. He kicks it out right side. Henriksen. Henriksen, three. Good. Alec buries a three. He's got 10. He cuts the lead in half from 48-42 to 48-45. Henriksen with two threes and two twos. 18:35 remaining. Out front with the basketball, Vandenberg. Vandenberg gives it up left side to Tate Martin. Martin gives it back. Now gets the return. Dort College defends the pick and roll a little differently that time. Shot in the lane by Davis, no good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Franken with the basketball. Franken, diagonal pass. Henriksen lets fly with a long three. Missed it offline, no good. Rebound taken away by Martin. Martin with the basketball. Tate Martin, the senior playmaker, passes left side. Vandenberg. Vandenberg, three. Good. Trey Vandenberg with 10. 51-45. Dort College down six. Left side with it is Winterfeld. Winterfeld gives it up Franken. Franken, jump hook in the lane, rolls it in. Dalton Franken with 13. Dort College trails 51-47. Dort College trying to hang around. You got to get some defensive stops, though. Right side pass with the basketball is Hoagland. Hoagland gives it back over to Davis. Davis, long three, and he knocks it down. He's got four threes. He's got 14. Wesleyan leads 54-47. Right side Henriksen. Henriksen puts it on the floor, drives in with the right hand. They wave off the basket. They say the foul came before the shot. Foul's going to go on Davis. Nate Davis whistled for his second personal foul. Andrew O'Donnell will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. O'Donnell triggering. Gets it into Winterfeld. Winterfeld off balance. His shot no good. And the rebound is taken away by Hoagland. Hoagland over to Martin. Martin with the basketball. Martin goes left side. Davis. And Davis travels with it. Dort College. The inbound to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with it in between the circles. Andrew picks up his dribble. The junior from Sioux Center feeds Sampson. Sampson on the left elbow. Gives it up Franken. Franken turn around. Can't get it to go. Rebound cleared by Vandenberg. Vandenberg over to Martin. Martin with the basketball. Martin with it on the left wing. Tate Martin at the top of the key. Martin gives right side. Hoagland. Hoagland three ball. Corner. No good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. Andrew O'Donnell with the basketball. Andrew, blow by move. Nope, defending it pretty well that time was Davis, and Davis has a go off of him. Out of bounds, it'll be Dort College basketball. Winterfeld is out, Feenstra is in, Sampson is out, Van Lingen is in. Kramer will check in for Dakota Wesleyan. Checking out, Ty Hoagland. Inbounding will be Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell to trigger. And we've got a foul called. A hold called on Spicer, I believe. Jason Spicer's just picked up his third personal. Team foul number two on Dakota Wesleyan in this half. Andrew O'Donnell will throw it in. O'Donnell looking to trigger. And he throws over the top and finds Henriksen. Henriksen over the basketball, O'Donnell. O'Donnell dumps it down low for Feenstra. Feenstra, his short shot in the lane is good. Taylor Feenstra with a two-point bucket. He's got four. Defenders trail 54-49. Martin gives out front. Davis. Davis. They feed it down low for Spicer. And a foul called on Taylor Feenstra. Didn't get around to front the post player. Was playing on the side and gets called for a reach. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile, and by Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. Lob pass over the top. Kramer comes up with it, gets it away to Martin, and Martin travels with it. While the rate at which Dakota Wesleyan runs their offense, heard others comment about the fact that if anybody cuts harder off of screens and on the perimeter than Dakota Wesleyan, they haven't seen it. Sometimes they get going at that rate of speed, that rate of play, and you see some turnovers, some travels because of it. Josh Van Langen with the basketball. And we've got a foul called away from the ball. Jared Ray calls a foul on number four, Nate Davis, and Davis has just picked up his third. It's foul number three on Davis. Hoagland will check back into the ballgame. One of three freshmen playing regularly for Wesleyan. Davis, one of those three, checks out. Dort College also has three freshmen playing regularly. One of them on the floor right now in Josh Van Langen from Sioux Center. Ball's inbounded to Franken. Franken count the hoop, and he is fouled. Trey Vandenberg gets called for the personal foul. And Franken will go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity, trying to draw Dort College back to within two. Matt Wilbur asking for an explanation on the sideline, and I'm guessing he's not going to get one to his liking. Dalton Franken entered tonight with 974 career points. He now has 16 as he rolls in the free throw. Dort College trails by 2, 54-52. On the left side of the basketball, they give it up to Spicer. Spicer off of the glass, count the hoop, and Feenstra gets called for the cheapie. Feenstra came over, looked like he went straight up, but he gets called for his third personal foul. 56-52, that's foul number three on Feenstra. And Coach Ross Delma calls Josh Van Langen over and trying to give him some defensive pointers. There are times you're going to have to just take, you're going to have to exercise a great amount of patience with the youth, the young players. And it's a different level of play, obviously. And Van Langen that time obviously did something on defense that he didn't follow through on his assignment, and Coach Ross Dalmo used the opportunity to do some teaching. Lob pass goes down low, Van Langen. Van Langen off the glass, good. Good to see Josh bounce right back into the bucket there. 56-54, I like that. O'Donnell goes right back to him, trying to get his confidence. Left side pass, Kramer missed it badly. Ball's deflected out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. So Wesleyan will get it back with 15:39 remaining in this contest. Dort College has not led since it was 32-31. Amadou inbounding the basketball. That's Aaron Amadou. Amadou gives it up to Tate. Tate Martin comes back out front. Tyson Jenkins setting a ball screen out front. Martin, step back three. It's just a two. A two for Tate Martin. He's got six, averaging 10.8 points per game. Does a lot more than score, though, does Martin. He makes this offense go. Cross-court pass by Henriksen, tipped and nearly stolen. Dort College with 20 to shoot. Right side pass on to O'Donnell. O'Donnell wraps it around for VanLengen. VanLengen shot in the lane, no good. Ball's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dakota Wesleyan. It'll be North College basketball with 13 seconds on the shot clock. 13 seconds on the shot clock for the defenders as they'll inbound on the sideline. Throwing it in will be Alex Terpstra, the senior. Terpstra the only senior in the rotation for the defenders. They give it underneath to VanLengen, and VanLengen is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go against Colin Kramer. And Josh VanLengen will go to the free throw line to shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Today's broadcast made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. First free throw by VanLengen is good. He's got another one coming. Good to see Josh knock that one down. He was putting in some extra work earlier today. 15:01 remaining in regulation. Dakota Wesleyan 58, North College 55, and that one skips out, no good. Five for VanLengen tonight. Defenders trail 58-55. Left side pass, Amadou. Amadou, three, plants it on the back iron, no good. Rebound, though, comes down to Jenkins. Jenkins over the basketball, Hoagland. Hoagland gives it up, Martin. Martin over the basketball, Amadou. Amadou, left wing, back over to Kramer. Kramer gives it up, Martin. Martin on the left wing. They lob it down low for Jenkins. Jenkins against VanLengen. And a travel is going to be called on Jenkins. Ton of turnovers, it seems, this evening against Dakota Wesleyan, especially those travels. I tried to explain it away with the speed at which they're running their offense, but might be more to it than that. North College down three. Pass out front, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell against Martin. Back over to Terp for the tie. Wing three, no good. Rebound tapped out by Franken, and Franken gets called for a foul. He gets called for a push on the rebound, his second. So he picked one up early in the ballgame, within the first minute or so of play, and he picks up his second here. 58-55 our score, North College. Down three. Martin with the basketball passes to Hoagland. Hoagland with a dunk. Did not see that coming. Ty Hoagland explodes on the baseline, 60-55. As he comes screaming down that sideline and throws it down with the left hand. Inside is Franken. Franken layup good. Dalton Franken with 18. And the defenders trail 60-57. Well, Hoagland comes in, a much decorated ball player out of Del Rapids. He was involved in an unbelievable regional final last year with Sioux Falls Christian. That Sioux Falls Christian won to get to the state tournament. Amadou with a travel in the far corner. That one stands out to me because Chad Barkema was on the Sioux Falls Christian side of things. And I remember the coaching staff from Dort College coming back from that contest and saying, yeah, Ty Hoagland's going to be a problem when he's at Dakota Wesleyan. And he has been. Andrew O'Donnell with the basketball. He goes left side over to Franken. Franken long two. Good. 60-59. Dort College down a point. Dalton with 11 points here in the second half, trying to will his team back from the deficit. 60-59. Out front with it is Martin. Martin to Amadou. Amadou gives it up. Martin. Martin with the basketball. Martin. They come back to Amadou on the left wing. Amadou to Martin. Martin directing traffic, working against O'Donnell. His pull up for three. Missed it. No good. Rebound, though, tipped in. It's down on the floor. Jump ball. Alternating possession. It should be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball on the held ball. Winterfeld checks into the ballgame for Dort College. Checking out will be Alex Terpstra. Throwing the ball in will be Dort College's Marcus Winterfeld. So Winterfeld to trigger it. He gets it into Andrew O'Donnell, and Dort College shooting for the first lead since it was 32-31. Pass goes back over to Franken. Franken at the free throw line. Franken tried to lob it over the top, and it's taken away. Here comes Martin. Martin gives it up. Davis. Davis shot. Good. Count the hoop, and he's fouled. The foul's going to go on Henriksen. Nate Davis with an opportunity at the three-point play. Pretty big swing this time as Dort College was shooting for the lead and instead turned it over. Dakota Wesleyan. Now a three-point play opportunity with Nate Davis. Davis shooting just his second free throw of the season. He's one for one. So Davis, averaging 6.2 points per game. He's got 16 tonight, now 17. 63-59, Dakota Wesleyan in front by four. They've withstood the Dort College challenges thus far. With it out front is Henriksen. Henriksen bounces it down low, Sampson. Sampson on the rim, no good. Hook shot in the lane, rebound taken away by Wesley, and here comes Martin. Martin passes right side, gets it into the corner, Hoagland, and Hoagland has a three-pointer shot, who has it blocked by O'Donnell. It will be Dakota Wesleyan basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Well, Hoagland knows he needed to go to a ball fake. Full-length timeout charged to the defenders. Dort College down 63-59. Wesleyan basketball out of bounds near the three-point circle. Their end of the floor when we resume play right after this. Wesleyan basketball inbounding right side of the lane as we face the hoop will be Martin. Does it out on the three-point ring. Gets the return pass. Going down to the baseline. Cut off by O'Donnell. Comes back to Hoagland. Hoagland drives in with the left hand. Good. Yeah, he is going to be a problem. 9 points. I mean that in the most positive way possible. 65-59 our score. Pass out front. Henriksen, need it? Nope. Rebound long, tipped out though. Henriksen, another one. Get in there. Yes! 3-point bucket, Alec Henriksen. He's got a baker's dozen. Dort College back to within 3, 65-62. That was a much needed basket. 65-62. Out front with the basketball is Nate Davis. And nearly thrown away. Dakota Wesleyan with the basketball. Comes back over to Martin. Martin gets the return pass. They're going to look for Hoagland, I would think. Here's Martin. Martin stops in the lane. His shot no good. But a foul on the play called on the Dort College defenders. It's going to go on O'Donnell. And for Andrew, that is number two. O'Donnell is going to end up playing a lot of minutes tonight. He and Henriksen logging a ton. Dalton Franken got a little bit of a breather in the first half to guard against a second foul. Free throws on the way for Tate Martin. Tate Martin, first free throw is good. He's one for three. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen's drive into the lane, no good. And the Dort College defenders lead by five. Trail by five, I should say. Coach Ross Dahmel wondering if the score was correct, and it is. Tate Martin dribbles the ball out of bounds on the baseline. And for the second possession in a row, he got ridden down to the baseline and was unable to turn the corner. Dort College, 67-62, the defenders down by five. Tate Martin made both free throws on that trip. He's got eight. Lob it down low, Sampson. Sampson up strong, good. Starting to see a little bit more of that spring in his step that we're used to for Sampson. Shot by Hoagland, no good. And here comes Dort College. Back the other way. And a technical foul called on Matt Wilbur. So Matt Wilbur has just been issued a technical foul. And in all honesty, Coach Wilbur has been flirting with the disaster most of the night. And his reaction that time, he thought Hoagland got fouled. And he may have. But as we've become accustomed to in the G-Pack, you get down to the last 12 minutes or so, put your hard hat on, and as difficult as it has been for me to learn that, it's just the way it goes. First free throw up and good for Frank, and he's got another one coming. doesn't mean that I won't get uptight about the officials before the season is over. Wouldn't be a basketball season if I didn't. Franken makes them both. Dalton is now 4-for-4 today. And Matt Wilbur still hot. Andrew Adon over the basketball. He goes right side over to Henriksen. Alec over the basketball. He passes left side. They dump it down low for Sampson. And Sampson is fouled on the entry pass by Colin Kramer. Now that technical foul also counts against the team foul count for Wesleyan. And free throws on the way now for Leighton Sampson. This will be a 1-1. Sampson is 0-for-1 today. Well, I'd be shocked if this one didn't go down to the final wire. Free throws on the way for Sampson. 67-66. Free throw on the way for Leighton is up. And that one's short. Oofta. Way short. And failed to draw iron. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan. Well, they say it shaved the iron, evidently, because the ball they play on. Wesleyan over the basketball. Hoagland over to Vandenberg. Vandenberg left side, Martin. Martin feeds out front, Spicer. Spicer had the hot hand in the first half. Davis drives in, and it's blocked from behind by Franken. But Davis will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So two free throws on the way for Nate Davis. Davis with 17. Averaging 6.2 points per contest. First free throw is up and good for Davis. It's amazing, though. Matt Wilbur now can have a calm discussion with the official who rang him up, Jared Ray. And it looks like they're just having a business meeting over there. Second free throw on the way is up, and that one's on the rim and falls through. That one caught every part of the rim and fell through finally, 69-66. 10 minutes remaining in regulation. O'Donnell passes high post. They get it back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell thought about the three. And a foul called on Davis. Nate Davis whistled for his fourth personal. Three of them coming here in the second half. And a 1-1 for Alec Henriksen. Alec Henriksen to shoot a 1-1. Kramer checks in. Davis checks out. So a 1-1 opportunity here for Henriksen. Henriksen, an 86% free throw shooter. Alec eyes it, flies it, buys it. Another one on the way for Henriksen. Henriksen averaging 12.7 points per game. He's got 14 tonight. Trying to make it a one-point ball game again. 69-67, under 10 minutes to go in this one. Game was flowing right along, and then we've kind of ground to a halt. 69-68, North College down one. With it on the right side is Hoagland. Hoagland with the basketball, gives it up Kramer. Kramer, right side back to Vandenberg. Vandenberg to Martin. Martin on the left wing. Martin gives it up to Hoagland. Hoagland to Vandenberg. Vandenberg three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell on the left wing. O'Donnell to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, Terpstra. Terpstra, right side, Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball on the right wing. Uses up his dribble, picks it up. Now back to O'Donnell. 17 to shoot. Terpstra looking down low. Finds Sampson. No, the ball's loose. Still on the floor. And is picked up. 9 seconds to shoot. Henriksen drops it off. Sampson. Sampson, bucket. Good. Cut the hoop. And he is fouled. Leighton Sampson with a chance at a three-point play. Dort College retakes the lead for the first time since it was 32-31. They have a chance to extend the lead to two. 70-69 our score. Leighton Sampson will go to the free throw line. Well, Leighton is due at the free throw line. He's 0-for-2. He's missed the front end of 2 1-and-1 opportunities. Spicer will check out of the ballgame. He had 20 at halftime. He's been held scoreless since, and some of that is his own doing as he's gotten in foul trouble. Sampson with a free throw on the way. Layton, right-hander, junior from Worthington. Deep knee bend and can't get it to go. 70-69, too many missed free throws. We saw it on Saturday against Viterbo as well. Shot on the way by Davis, and Davis knocks it down. Davis with five threes. He's got 22. And the defenders trail 72-70. York College down to deuce. They give it to Sampson. Sampson for the tie. Good. Layton Sampson going to work down low. He's got 14, and we're tied 72-all, 8:43 remaining. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. 72-all, 8:43 remaining in regulation. York College on defense as Wesleyan will walk it up with Tate Martin. Martin with the basketball in between the circles. Martin hesitating, left side to Hoagland. Hoagland back over to Martin. Martin with the basketball gives it up to Davis. Davis testing the waters down on the baseline. Nothing there. Comes back out front with a basketball is Martin. Nine to shoot. Martin dribbles it off of his foot. It's picked up by Sampson. He gives it up to Marcus Winterfeld. Here comes York College. Winterfeld with the basketball. Winterfeld looking out front finds Henriksen. Three ball. Yes. Bang, bang, bang. Alec Henriksen. Everybody held their breath with that one up in the air, and he knocks it down. My goodness, he was a good two steps behind the three-point line, and the North College defenders lead at 75-72 on the NBA range three-point basket. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hovelman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. And by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. By Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs, located in Orange City. And by People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance, located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra in Sioux Center at 722-0101. By Ploym Publishing, for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955. Well, when Alec pulled up to take that shot about 5 feet behind the three-point circle, saw Coach Ross Dahma do a little lean, and he was helping that ball through the hoop. York College with their biggest lead of the ball game in the second half, 75-72. Right side with it is Hoagland. Hoagland with it on the wing. Hoagland comes back. They give it up. That was Davis. Davis, Hoagland, Hoagland. And when he makes up his mind that he wants to get to the hoop, he can. Hoagland with 11, 6 in the second half. See what kind of factor he is down the stretch here. Marcus Winterfeld whistled for his second personal foul. 75-74, Dort College up one. Hoagland is an 86% free throw shooter, and he makes that one, and we're tied, 75-all, 7:45 remaining. This is our sixth tie of the game. Right side it goes, give it up, O'Donnell. O'Donnell on the wing, back to Henriksen. Henriksen off the dribble, right on the three-point line. He knocks it down. Alec Henriksen with his fourth three of the second half, five for the ball game. Defenders lead 78-75. Would be disappointed if we don't try to find him again on the other end. Hoagland driving in, right-hand layup, and he answers with an and-one opportunity again. Ty Hoagland that time finishing with the right hand. Hoagland now with 14 as he's trying to keep his team in the ballgame right now, and he likes the matchup. That foul is called on York College's Layton Sampson. It's his second. Winterfeld will check out of the ballgame. On the floor for the defenders, Terpstra, O'Donnell, Franken, Henriksen, and Van Langen. So Van Langen seeing some time right now. Hoagland's free throw rattles it in. We're tied again, 78 all. 7:17 remaining. Ty Hoagland, back-to-back three-point plays for Dakota Wesleyan after Alec Henriksen buries a couple of threes. Left side is O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Van Langen in traffic, layup good. Josh Van Langen, 5 in the second half, 7 for the ballgame, 80-78. Pass left side, Vanderburg 3, missed it, no good. Rebound Terpstra, Hoagland takes a stab at it. York College comes up with it. O'Donnell into the front court. O'Donnell driving right side. Henriksen thought about the three, crosses over, drops it off for Van Langen. Van Langen can't hang on to it. Behind the back pass. Van Langen didn't see it coming. Davis driving in, and Nate Davis is fouled on the play. He's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. So Davis will shoot a pair. Davis this evening with 22. Jason Spicer is 20. Ty Hoagland has 10 in the second half, 15 for the ballgame. Davis makes the first free throw. Davis now with 23. Another one on the way. This one's up and good as well, and we're tied at 80s. 6:37 remaining. O'Donnell into the front court. Both teams with three timeouts remaining. Both teams in the double bonus from here on out. Left side pass goes to Franken. Franken gets around to Hoagland. Cut off now on the help defense. Outside Terpstra. Three ball. Good. Three-point basket and a foul on the rebound. Is that going to go on Davis as well? It is. Nate Davis has just fouled out of the ballgame on a foul on the rebound. Nate Davis, 24 points, fouling out on a rebound, and Dort College will be shooting the double bonus. The foul came with the ball in the air, so you count the three-point basket. And now free throws for Josh Van Langen. Van Langen tonight, 1 for 2. Everybody getting a little chippy tonight. Officials scowling. Matt Wilbur not happy, and I don't blame him. Shot missed by Van Langen, but two free throws on the way. So Van Langen with another one on the way. Van Langen now 1 for 3. Dort College, if they're unable to hang on to this one, they're going to look back at those missed free throws. Free throw by Van Langen is off the mark, no good. 6:19 remaining. Wesleyan basketball, they secured the rebound. Andrew O'Donnell tips it away, defending Hoagland. That time O'Donnell gambled into the passing lane, knocked it away. Let's see if they try to go back door now. Martin with it. Martin with it on the left side, looking for an isolation, it appears. Instead goes to Hoagland. Hoagland in the corner, working against O'Donnell, back to Martin. Martin stepped back, two, missed it. Rebound, though, Vanderburg. Vanderburg shot no good, tap in no good, fight for the basketball. Van Langen rips it down. Van Langen gets it away, O'Donnell. O'Donnell tries to pass it up the sideline to Henriksen and stepped out of bounds by Martin with 5:45 remaining. Dort College leading 83-80, 5:45 remaining in regulation. Pass out front, Henriksen. Henriksen gives it up left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, nothing there on the wing. They give it underneath Van Langen. Van Langen going to work against Spicer. Van Langen back outside to O'Donnell, 12 to shoot. Andrew in traffic, strip, fakes, shot, no good. Gets his own rebound back, shot is good. Caught the hoop and he is fouled! Ty Hoagland gets rung up for the personal foul on the putback attempt, and O'Donnell would not be denied. Dort College leads by two possessions, 85-80. This is the first two-possession lead by the defenders since it was 32-26, part of a 10-0 run by Dort College. An opportunity to extend the lead for Andrew O'Donnell. 85-80, Dort College. That was foul number two on Ty Hoagland. Free throw by O'Donnell is good. 86-80. Andrew O'Donnell, his first points of the second half. He's got 12. Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Still long ways to go in this one. Martin with it. Blow by move to the right. And we've got a hand check called on Alec Henriksen. Henriksen whistled for the personal foul. And for Alec, that is number two on him. And both teams are in the double bonus from here on out. Tate Martin, who is 2 for 4 tonight, will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So free throws on the way for Martin, up and through. Martin came into tonight 14 of 18 from the free throw line. He is now 17 for 23, and another free throw on the way. This one's up and rolls it in. Tate Martin, the senior for Dakota Wesleyan, ends the Dort College six-point run. Right side of the basketball is Henriksen. Henriksen, Terpstra. Terpstra on the wing. Alex picks up his dribble, comes back over to Franken. Franken drives in, shot no good. Rebound tapped out by Ben Langen, and a foul called on the play against Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell whistled for the third personal foul of the ball game. 4:56 remaining. And we'll walk the other way with Ty Hoagland now shooting free throws. He's 2 for 2 tonight. Both of those free throws came on back-to-back possessions, converting three-point plays. Free throw by Hoagland is up and good. Another one on the way for Hoagland. Leighton Sampson will check into the ball game. Josh Van Lingen checks out. ...86-83... Dakota Wesleyan down three, and Hoagland misses that free throw. 86-83, Dort College by three. Left side, Terpstra. Terpstra thought about the three, off the dribble, gets a screen from Franken. Now Henriksen out front, guarded there by Vandenberg. Man-to-man defense applied by Dakota Wesleyan. Franken gives it up Sampson. Sampson, shot hangs on the rim, won't fall through. Rebound tipped out and controlled by Wesleyan. They can tie it with a three here. Tate Martin pulls up on the right side. Still has a dribble. Feeds it Spicer. Spicer spins. Left-handed hook is good. Jason Spicer, his first 2 points of the second half. And the defenders have surrendered five unanswered. 4:17 remaining. Left side pass, Terpstra. Terpstra with it in between the circles. Comes over to Henriksen. Henriksen gives it up to Sampson. They double down. Samson's hook shot, not good. Missed it short. Rebound taken away by Martin. Martin with it on the left wing. Martin gives it up. Spicer. Wesleyan can take the lead with a two here. Reverses Vandenberg. Vandenberg, three. Missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Dort College and Sampson. 3:47 remaining. Dort College basketball. Terpstra wants to take it to the basket, and Terpstra is fouled on the play. Foul called on Dakota Wesleyan and Colin Kramer. That's Kramer's fourth. Van Lingen will check back into the game. Alex Terpstra will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Terpstra with a three-pointer to his credit so far today. Free throw is up and good. Another one for Terpstra. Gives Dort College a two-point advantage, 87-85. And another free throw on the way. Alex Terpstra trying to convert the free throw. And it's up with the right hand and good. Alex Terpstra with 5 points. And the defenders lead 88-85. Tate Martin into the front court. 3:37 remaining. Left side pass goes over to Vandenberg. Vandenberg back to Martin. Martin gives it up. Kramer. Kramer missed it. Rebound weak side taken down by Van Lingen. Van Lingen over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell with it on the left side. Feeds it Franken. Franken into the lane. Nothing there. O'Donnell. Three ball. Nope. Rebound tapped out long. And coming up with it is Tate Martin. Martin with the basketball. 3:09 remaining. Martin is stripped on the way up by Alec Henriksen. Henriksen whistled for his third. Martin will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Henriksen with 21 points tonight. Picks up his third personal foul. He is the fourth player on the floor for Dort College now with three fouls. Dakota Wesleyan, by comparison, they have two with four. They're Colin Kramer and Jason Spicer. Tate Martin makes the free throw. Martin now with 11 points. Wesleyan has already lost Nate Davis to fouls. He's on the bench with 24. 88-87 as Martin makes both free throws. Martin tonight, 6-for-8 from the free throw line. He's made six in a row. 3 minutes remaining. Dort College by one. Pass to Franken. Franken, his toes on the three-point line. Into the lane. His short shot is good. Dalton Franken with 24. Dort College leads 90-87. Tate Martin with it. Ball deflected. Who got a hand on it? It was a Dort College player. Josh Van Langen knocked that one away. Pass goes into the corner. That's Tate Martin with it. Martin drops it off. Spicer. Spicer, nothing there. Reverses out front for the Ty Hoagland. Yep. Ty Hoagland with a three-point bucket. He's got 19. 14 in the second half, and we're deadlocked at 90. 2:23 remaining. Dalton Franken with a two-point basket. Gives it up instead to Van Langen. Van Langen to Franken. Franken with a putback. Dalton Franken, 92-90. That was the 1,000th career point for Dalton Franken as well. And now a push from behind called on Josh Van Langen. Van Langen whistled for the personal, and that's number one on Van Langen. Spicer will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two free throws. 2:04 remaining. Free throw on the way for Spicer, trying to deadlock it. It's up and good. Spicer with another one on the way, 23 for Spicer. 2:04 remaining. We've had nine ties in this ball game, and now 10, 92-92, 2:04 remaining. 92-92 our score, Spicer with 26. Dort College basketball, Van Langen. Van Langen with it, drives in, ball shot is blocked, rebound cleared by Kramer. Comes back to Hoagland. Hoagland in traffic, his shot no good, but a follow dunk by Kramer. Colin Kramer, out of nowhere, puts it down. Dort College, down 94-92. Dalton Franken, three for the lead. No, off the front of the iron. Rebound cleared by Wesleyan, and now Wesleyan can go up two possessions. 94-92, our score. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. 1:26 left to play in this contest. Dakota Wesleyan basketball leading 94-92. So Wesleyan can go up by two possessions here. Dort College had a six-point lead at 86-80. Wesleyan came back and tied it at 90. We were tied again at 92. And a follow dunk by Kramer makes it a 94-92 ball game in Dort County. That's where we're at right now. With the basketball out front is Tate Martin. Martin with it on the wing. 1:15 and counting. 12 on the shot clock. They're going to run a ball screen right side. O'Donnell ducks underneath it. Martin in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Here they come. O'Donnell. 1 minute remaining. O'Donnell feeds Franken. Franken at the top of the key. Terp. Terp. Three ball. Yes! Alex Terpstra with eight. Dort College leads 95-94. 52 seconds remaining. Timeout, Dakota Wesleyan. Alex Terpstra buries the three-pointer from the left wing. Dort College takes the lead back with 51.2 seconds remaining in this contest. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Home and Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. And by CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. 95-94, Dort College leading by a point. Both teams are in the double bonus. Dort College has no players with more than three fouls. Dakota Wesleyan has two with four. They are Colin Kramer and Jason Spicer. Wesleyan has one timeout remaining. Dort College has three. Well, you figure it's going to go down to the buzzer when these two teams meet. It's a cliche, I understand, but Dakota Wesleyan has the basketball. They'll be inbounding in front of their bench, and it just seems like every time Dort College and Dakota Wesleyan play here at the DeWitt, it is a single possession ball game, and tonight no different. Inbounding the basketball, Dakota Wesleyan. 23 on the shot clock. Chad Barkman checked in at the quarter break. All right, sorry, at the timeout. Pass into the corner for the lead. Vandenberg missed it. No good. Rebound O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, and Dort College wants a timeout. 95-94, our score. Terpstra back in the ballgame. So Dort College gets a stop. Vandenberg got a three-point attempt from the left corner that was off the mark, and Dakota Wesleyan did not crash the board hard at all on that rebound. That does surprise me. And Dort College called a timeout, and that surprised me. Dakota Wesleyan was going to allow Dort College to bring the ball up the floor. And I'm not sure if Dort College was instructed to call timeout. Wesleyan's going to sit back, and they're going to play defense. They are not going to extend their defense, it appears. ...95-94 our score. Dort College by one. ...39-32... Dort College will inbound. O'Donnell will bring it up. O'Donnell with it up to the half-court line, working against Martin. Dort College has two timeouts remaining. Wesleyan has one. On the left side, O'Donnell. Now this is Henriksen. Henriksen with it, 15 to shoot. No 5 seconds call. Henriksen dribbling. Vandenberg guarding him. Now eight. Henriksen driving in. Left-handed layup. Good. Alec Henriksen with a two-point bucket, 97-94. 13 seconds remaining, and Wesleyan calls a timeout. And somehow Henriksen got to the basket unhindered. I am shocked. Wesleyan gave up a layup. Absolutely gave up a layup to put Dort College up three. 11.4 seconds remaining. Wesleyan uses their final timeout. Wesleyan will go to a set play. Dort College in a position here. Do you foul and put them at the free throw line? You know one thing. You're going to defend the arc. You'll give up a two. You don't give up a three. I'm still shocked at Dakota Wesleyan's defense of that play, though. Nobody came over. Nobody committed a foul. Nobody. Once you get beaten that play, you got to commit a foul, and you've got to send the player to the free throw line to make them earn it. Not going to complain too much, though. Dakota Wesleyan will have the basketball and a chance to tie it with a three. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. And by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate third quality service. On the floor for the defenders, it is Terpstra, O'Donnell, Van Langen, Franken, and Henriksen. for Wesleyan. Hoagland is inbounding. Martin is on the floor. Spicer, Vanderberg, and Kramer. They get the ball inbounded to Martin. Martin with it on the right side. With it out front. They give it up. Spicer. Spicer, three for the tie. Yep. Jason Spicer with a three-point basket. Dort College calls a timeout with 4 seconds remaining and the length of the floor in front of them. Jason Spicer steps out, knocks down the three from the right wing. And we're now deadlocked at 97-97, and Dort College has to go the length of the floor. They've got one timeout remaining, so they can play it. Let's see, are they going to go to half court and call another timeout, or do you just try to go to the hoop, get the ball inbounded, and go to the hoop? We'll see what the defenders decide after this full-length timeout. Today's broadcast made possible by C&H Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. For Jason Spicer, that is just his fourth three-point attempt this season. He's made two of them. So Dort College will have the length of the floor to go, and they do have time, 4 seconds. And Marcus Winterfeld will be inbounding the basketball. Van Langen, Henriksen, Franken, and O'Donnell on the Dort College offensive end. Marcus Winterfeld will be inbounding. Winterfeld runs to the sideline, and Dort College is going to call another timeout. Dort College calls their final timeout, so they can no longer pass it to half court and call another timeout. Simply wanted to see how Wesleyan was going to play that. Let's take a break. You're listening to Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Christianity. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. All the other games in the conference have gone final. This one might be going extra time. Marcus Winterfeld inbounding. Alec Henriksen in the backcourt. Tate Martin is guarding Henriksen now. 4 seconds left. They get the ball inbounded to Henriksen. Across half court, two. Now one. Three by Henriksen off the mark. No good, and we got free basketball. 97-97. We head to overtime. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Getting more than you paid for tonight. We head to overtime. Dalton Franken with 26 points. Alec Henriksen with 23. Leighton Sampson with 14 for the defenders. For Wesleyan, Jason Spicer, 26. Ty Hoagland, 19. Nate Davis fouled out with 24. We're tied 97-97. Franken will jump against Spicer. On the floor for the defenders, Van Langen, Henriksen, Franken, Terpstra, O'Donnell. Both teams defending the tip, and the tip is controlled by the defenders. I don't think anybody's left tonight. 97-97, our score. We go to overtime. Left side pass, Franken. Franken gives it up, O'Donnell. O'Donnell back over to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen gives it up, Van Langen. Van Langen going to work against Spicer. Kick out pass, Terpstra off the rim, no good. Left it short, rebound taken away by Martin. Tate Martin into the front court. Martin goes right side back over to Ty Hoagland. Hoagland to Spicer. Spicer working against Van Langen. Back out front, Kramer, and Kramer knocks down a three. Six for Kramer, and Wesleyan leads at 100-97. Left side pass goes to Franken. Franken back to Terpstra. Terpstra, Franken for the tie. Yep. Oh, they say just a two. Dalton Franken with 28. Dort College down 100-99. A long two. 4 minutes remaining in overtime. Right side with it is Hoagland. Hoagland gives it up Martin. Martin Kramer. Kramer left side, Vanderberg. Vanderberg pinned it on his hip. No call made. Comes back right side to Hoagland. Hoagland gives it up. Martin. Martin working against Henriksen. Back over to Vanderberg. Vanderberg three. Yep. Trey Vanderberg with the Baker's dozen. And Wesleyan has a two-possession lead, 103-99. 3:35 remaining. Couple of uncontested threes for Wesleyan. Now Dort College has to rally. Left side pass goes over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell dumps it down low for Vinlangen. Vinlangen against Spicer, and Spicer's done. Jason Spicer's just fouled out with 3:26 left in overtime. He hit the three that tied it. And he will foul out with 29. Not entirely confident that that is correct, but we'll check with the official scorekeeper. He will foul out of the ball game, and that sends Aaron Amadou onto the floor. Josh Vinlangen shooting free throws. Seven for Vinlangen. .103-99, Wesleyan by four. Free throw on the way for Vinlangen is up and through. Need another one here, Josh. 8 points for Vinlangen, averaging 5.3 points per game. Another one on the way. Vinlangen eyes it, flies it, and kicks it up the front of the rim. Need a stop now. 103-100. Dort College down three. Dort College on defense. Man-for-man defense applied by the defenders. Right side pass, Hoagland. Hoagland out front, Vandenberg. He hit a three moments ago. They give it up, Tate Martin. Tate Martin with it on the left wing. Martin working against Henriksen. Picks up his dribble. Comes back to Hoagland. Five to shoot. Now four. Hoagland. 15-footer. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Frank, and Dort College gets a stop. Left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell, Franken. Franken against Hoagland. Comes back right side. O'Donnell. O'Donnell with it on the right wing. O'Donnell step back, thought about the three. 18 to shoot. Left side, Henriksen. Now Franken. Franken on the wing, working on Hoagland. Franken, baseline jumper. Yep. Another 2 points for Franken. He's got 30. And the Dort College defenders trail 103-102. 2:27 remaining. 2:27 left in overtime. Tate Martin running the show for Wesleyan. Wants a set play. They go four across, free throw line extended. Martin is fouled on the play, and somebody just picked up their fourth, I believe. That's going to go on Alec Henriksen. It's his fourth. He is the first Dort College player with four fouls. Free throws for Martin. Tate Martin tonight, 6 for 8. He missed his first two. It's made his last six. Free throw by Martin is up and good. 13 for Martin. Another one on the way. 104-102. This one's up and good as well. Martin, a couple of ceiling scrapers. Makes them both. He's got 14, and the defenders down by three. O'Donnell, right side, Henriksen. Henriksen had Terpstra. Now gets it to him. He's too far out, though. 2 minutes remaining. Comes back to Franken. Franken's hit a couple of long twos. Right side, O'Donnell feeds it down low. Vinlangen. Vinlangen, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball, and Terpstra's going to be called for traveling. 1:53 left in overtime. Wesleyan 105, Dort College 102. Wesleyan with the basketball. Well, the two-minute warning has come and gone in overtime. Amadou with the basketball. Amadou to Tate Martin. Martin with the basketball out front. Guarded there by Henriksen. 14 to shoot. Pass goes right side. Now the return pass back over to Amadou. Amadou, right corner. Amadou, right-handed layup. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Vinlangen. Here comes Dort College. Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen trying to go to the hoop, and he is fouled on the play by Martin. Tate Martin has just picked up his second personal foul. And free throws on the way for Alec Henriksen. Henriksen with 23 tonight. Well, our online audience has grown throughout the evening, approaching 500 now. This is the last GPAC game being played this evening. The rest of the games have gone final. Obviously, this one the best one of the bunch because it's gone to overtime, most competitive. Second free throw is up, and that one's no good by Henriksen. It's a two-point ball game, 105-103. Martin gets the ball from Hoagland. Hoagland with a basketball. Hoagland takes it across the timeline, gives it up. Amadou. Amadou to Hoagland. Hoagland left side, Martin. Martin back over to Kramer. Dort College needs another stop. Down two. 1 minute remaining in overtime. Martin drives the lane, dumps it off Kramer. Kramer, basket good. Colin Kramer with eight. Dort College trails by four. 107-103 in overtime. O'Donnell with the basketball hesitates. His shot no good. Rebound Kramer. And it's a two-possession ball game. And now a foul called on the defenders. Free throws on the way for Dakota Wesleyan. And they can begin to ice this. Fouls on Frank. And that's number four on Dalton. Dalton with 30 tonight. 17 in the second half. So Kramer goes to the free throw line. He'll shoot two. 107-103. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Another one on the way for Kramer. Kramer with 6 points in the second half. Trey Vandenberg has a three, Tate Martin has a two, and then Colin Kramer off of the bench, and averaging 3 points per ball game, has seven off of the bench, and Wesleyan leads 109-103, and Dort College is going to need some breaks here. Franken pulls up, his three is good. Oh, they say just a two. Oh, he's so close. Toes were on the line, evidently. Dort College calls a timeout, trailing by four, 109 to 105. 109-105. Dort College down four as Dalton Franken knocks down a three from the top of the key. Today's broadcast, I beg your pardon, knocks down a two from the top of the key. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club, committed to generating scholarship funds for student athletes by promoting greater interest and support for Dort College athletics. Join the DGC by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC or the booth next to the concessions at home football, volleyball, and basketball games. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center, and by Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. 40.9 seconds remaining. Dort College trailing by four, 109-105. Dort College has no timeouts remaining. On the floor for the defenders, it'll be Winterfeld, Brunsting, Barkema, O'Donnell, and Terpstra. Dort College sending defense in. And a foul will be forthcoming pretty quickly. Brunsting tries to work the trap on Hoagland. Hoagland gets away from the initial trap, and Alex Terpstra comes over to commit the foul as he broke free into the front court. Terpstra picks up his fourth in the process. Three new players will be checking in for the defenders. So Hoagland to the free throw line shooting two. He's got 19 this evening, 14 for the ball game. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. He's got 20. Another free throw on the way. 35.5 seconds left to play. And he can stretch it back to a six-point ball game, 111-105. Hoagland, second free throw is up, and that one's good as well. 111-105 in overtime. Hoagland with 21. Into the front court is O'Donnell. O'Donnell puts it up. Shot is good. Andrew O'Donnell with a two-point bucket. He's got 14. Dort College trails 107-111. In the backcourt is Martin. Martin with a basketball. And a foul in at midcourt by Josh Van Langen. His second. Dort College did not have the luxury of a timeout there to get defense for offense again. So it's been left to Van Langen to commit the foul near midcourt. And free throws on the way for Tate Martin. Martin with 14 tonight. 10 in the second half and overtime. Now 11. He missed his first two free throws. He's now made 9 in a row. 112 to 107, another free throw coming. This one is up, and that one's short, no good. York College down five. Franken with the basketball is going to drive in. Puts it up. Basket is good. Dalton Franken with a two. Dort College down three. 112 to 109, and Dort College forces Wesleyan to call a timeout. So Franken went to the rim. Wesleyan could not get the ball inbounded quickly, and they call a timeout to preserve protect themselves from a 5 seconds call. Barkema, Brunsting, and Winterfeld, three freshmen, will check into the ballgame, and Dort College either needs a quick steal. If they don't get a steal, they have to commit a foul quickly. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hovelman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Also made possible by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. For Values Matter member FDIC, and by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop serving the community since 1955. 722-2313. Lots of twists and turns to this one. Dort College had a 97-94 lead late in the ballgame. Jason Spicer stepped out and hit an unexpected three to tie it 97-all. And Wesleyan has led the entire overtime. They hit the three to open up the scoring. Ball is inbounded to Hoagland, and Hoagland is fouled by O'Donnell. And Andrew O'Donnell has just picked up his fourth personal foul. And with 15.9 seconds remaining, Hoagland will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Ty Hoagland with 21 points tonight. 3 for 4 from the free throw line through regulation. 5 for 6 up to this point. And shooting two here. First free throw is good. He's got 22. Another free throw on the way, and this could make it a 5-point ball game. Right now it stands at 4, so already a 2-possession ball game. Second free throw by Hoagland is up, and that one's good as well. So Hoagland makes them both. He's got 23, and the lead is 114-109. Shot for three, off the mark, no good by Henriksen. Foul on the rebound called on Winterfeld. Winterfeld whistled for the personal. And Dakota Wesleyan can all but ice it right here. They're up by five already. They could turn this into a 3-possession ball game, and the math won't work out if they make a couple of free throws here. 114-109. Free throw on the way by Kramer is up and good. Kramer in the overtime, 8 points, 11 for the night. Came in averaging 3 points per game, and he makes them both, and that pretty much does it. 116-109, Dort College down three possessions. They get it into the front court, O'Donnell. O'Donnell lets fly with a long three, no good. Put back is up and good for Dort College. Getting the put back was Marcus Winterfeld. That's his first basket of the night. And with 3.6 seconds remaining, Dakota Wesleyan is going to go on the road and come away with a win here in the DeWitt Gym. And that is foul number 5 on Alec Henriksen. Henriksen fouls out of the ballgame with 24 points. So free throws on the way for Ty Hoagland. Hoagland with 23 tonight. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. And another one on the way for Hoagland. 24 for Hoagland, came in averaging 15 points per game, and now 25. 118-111, 1 second left. Half-court shot at the buzzer, off the mark. Dakota Wesleyan wins it 118-111 in overtime. Let's take a break and be back with more. Wireless World post-game wrap comes up in just a moment. 118-111, the final score. Dort College loses to Dakota Wesleyan in overtime. And before we get to the numbers, we'll get to Coach Ross Dalma so that we can send him along his way. The DeKalb College defenders, Coach, you put yourself in a position to win this contest, and for part of the contest, I really wondered how you were going to do it, and you had a chance. They hit a three-pointer just before the end of regulation, and overtime pretty well belonged to Dakota Wesleyan. Tough team to defend, and the team fought, but didn't have enough at the end.
We did, Mike. A lot of little plays throughout. You know, haven't had a chance to look at the stats either, but I felt that we were missing on some free throws, maybe at some opportune times. I don't know if the stats reveal that at all. Yeah, I guess they do. So that was a tough area for us. I felt going in that when we had to do a number on the boards that we had to have the advantage and we didn't. And so those are things that when we are playing well, those things come to light. And, yeah, still that last play in the regulation, would have liked to seen us foul, Mike, just didn't. A little gun-shy maybe to pull the trigger there and hit him and play it out that way. But had to come back and work some more on those special situations. But obviously that's what we wanted to do. But that's the way it goes.
The overtime belonged to Dakota Wesleyan. You were able to fight back after it looked like Dakota Wesleyan had control of the ball game. How did you get back into the game after getting down, I believe, 6, 7, 8 points?
Well, I thought we went through a stretch there where, you know, our depth was maybe a little bit of a factor. They were in some foul trouble. Spicer had a sit for a while. He obviously got after us pretty good in the first half, and that was disappointing. I thought we would have challenged him a little bit better. To his credit, he's really developed into a really good college basketball player and made himself an outstanding ball player. But I wish we would have competed a little bit harder with our three-headed posts against their one. I think we saw, you know, them wear down a little bit, both in terms of the depth as well as the foul trouble in the second half, and that's where I think we were able to make a little bit of a run.
Dalton Franken ends up with 34 points, goes over 1,000 for his career, 15 for 23. There was a period of time in the first half where he was knocking down shots and almost single-handedly offensively kept you in the ballgame.
It's really happy for him, Mike, that he's healthy, that he's able to, you know, play at a high level. Like he anticipated coming here and just was, you know, rock solid for us. I know at halftime, anyway, he was our leading rebounder. Looks like he finished with 12, was our leading rebounder in the game as well. So he's just been really good for us. And, this is a really good team. But if we're going to have a really good year, you know, I think you got to have these kinds of wins, Mike.
Alec Henriksen ends up with 24, hits some big shots down the stretch, and we've talked about him and the work that he has put in. He wasn't knocking them down early, but wasn't afraid to take the shots late.
Confident player as a result of his work that he puts in, you know, during the days, in between games. And he, too, has been rock solid for us in terms of shooting the ball, been really reliable, and, he just wants to make plays. And, we got some guys that maybe didn't play as well as they would have liked tonight, and I do believe at some point if we collectively get on the same page, we'll have a chance to be a pretty good basketball team.
A little bit of time now before you play Briarcliff next Tuesday. How do you approach the next 5-6 days?
Well, we're dead tired. We need a break. Whether we would have won this one, by 3, we would have said the same thing. We'll practice tomorrow and Friday, and obviously take Saturday and Sunday off, and get ready for a really good Briarcliff team.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for
stopping by.
Let's take a look at the numbers. Dakota Wesleyan, 35 of 70 from the floor, 50%, 12 for 30 on threes, 40%, 30 for 36 on free throw, I beg your pardon, 36 of 44 from the free throw line for 81.8%. For Dort College, 44 of 87 from the floor, 50.6%, 9 for 23 on threes, 39.1%, 14 of 23 from the free throw line, 60.9%. Wesleyan out rebounds Dort College 52-40. Turnovers, Dakota Wesleyan 15, Dort College 8. Dort College was led by Dalton Frankens, 34 points. He also goes over 1,000 for his career, 15 for 23 from the floor was Franken. He also grabbed 12 rebounds. 24 points for Alec Henriksen, 14 each for Andrew O'Donnell and Leighton Sampson, 11 for Alex Terpstra off of the bench, Josh Van Langen 8, Taylor Feenstra with 4, 2 for Marcus Winterfeld. For Dakota Wesleyan, Jason Spicer at 29. Nate Davis had 24 before fouling out. Trey Vandenberg, 13 points. 12 points for Colin Kramer. Martin played all but 3 seconds of this contest. Ty Hoagland played nearly 42 minutes of this contest. For Dort College, Andrew O'Donnell played 41-15. Alec Henriksen played 40-46. Dalton Franken logged 39-15. Rebounds, Dalton Franken 12, O'Donnell 7, 6 for Sampson. O'Donnell had 6 assists. Tate Martin, 15 points and 15 assists tonight, along with 2 steals. Once again, our final score in men's basketball. Dakota Wesleyan wins in overtime, 118-111. Men's basketball, women's game went to Dakota Wesleyan, 80-48 over the Dort College Defenders. So Wesleyan comes to the DeWitt Gymnasium and gets a sweep. That's going to do it for our broadcast. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.